You may see some great new artwork at various public sites around Lansing this weekend. Those masterpieces will be the handiwork of area kids aged 7 to 15. They're part of a youth program called Thrive. The program emphasizes goals and personal achievement to help children break cycles of drug and alcohol addiction. Joining us today to talk about Thrive in Lansing is its program director, Laura Croft. Laura, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
These are awful young kids to be impacted by drug and alcohol addiction. Are these family members that are involved in drugs, or do you have kids that young that are involved in drugs?
Unfortunately, statistics are showing that drug and alcohol addiction can start as early as age 10 to 12.
Ay-yi-yi.
And so most programs are really aiming for that age and young to let them know that there are other alternatives out there to having a good time.
But not all the kids participating in Thrive necessarily have experience, firsthand experience with drugs at that young of an age, I take it.
The program is centered toward prevention.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I understand the idea for Thrive came from a friend who was mentoring a foster care child. Talk to us about that experience.
Yeah, she was mentoring a foster care child, and at the time she was doing what we call timing out, which means you're going to leave the system at age 18. And the young lady was quite concerned about what her next steps were. Well, where am I going to live? My friend says, well, you're going to get an apartment. Well, how do I do that? Well, you go and you fill out an application. You talk to them. You see what you need. Well, how am I going to pay for that? Well, you're going to get a job. Well, how do I do that? Well, you go and you fill out applications and I'll help you with that. But that's all it takes.
The basics.
Yes. Yeah. And what she realized was that being in the system, everything the kids need is provided to them, which is great. We don't want to downplay that at all. Kids' needs are met. But as such, they don't receive any goal-oriented opportunities. They never necessarily have to work towards something that is needed. And as such, she didn't accumulate a sense of achievement. By never having to do anything before that, she didn't accumulate a sense of, oh, I can do that because I did this. And the other element that my friend really wanted to provide these kids was another identity outside of their situation. So rather than having to say, I'm Susie, I'm a foster kid, you get to say, I'm Susie, I'm a runner. Or I'm Jeff, I like to play chess.
How about that? Okay.
Something that they can identify with that isn't what everybody else sees.
Of course. It sounds like the Thrive program emphasizes ways to help kids develop self-sufficiency, obviously, but it's done through a team approach. How does that work?
Right, and that's why the age to 7 to 15 seems like a huge gap, but I find it's really great. The older kids really enjoy helping the younger kids, and the younger kids really enjoy helping think that the old kids think they're cool. I'm going to try this because that old kid over there is going to think I'm neat because of it, you know. And so the age span really, really helps with that. And teamwork is something that in our age of technology where, you know, it's solitary, we're all looking at our own little screens and not really interacting with each other, we're losing that sense of community with kids. They just don't understand it in my experience, my personal experience. So I want to create a sense of you can have a community, you can be part of a team and still be yourself.
And what kind of activities do you use to affect that?
Yeah, I was just talking with someone in the lobby about that. We disguise it as fun things to do.
Ah, yes.
Team art is the first one. In the past, we volunteered at the Beekman Center, the Beekman Therapeutic Riding Center, and cleaned out horse stalls. And I was surprised they had a blast. I thought for sure I'd get all kinds of grumbling. But the idea of volunteering, the idea of helping someone else, is something that kids really enjoy across the board. As far as I can tell, we've planted flowers to beautify a community center. I've done hobby fairs where they learn about different hobbies that they could try out. I've done career fairs where they get to talk to different people from different jobs and ask them, how much college does this take? How much money could I earn? What do I need to do now? So really thinking about long-term goals and short-term goals. By achieving a short-term goal each event, they can understand they can create and achieve long-term goals.
We're talking with Laura Croft. Laura directs the Thrive program, youth program in Lansing. It's an achievement-oriented program for kids age 7 to 15, and it's sponsored by Unity, of Greater Lansing. Thrive's been in existence in the area for some time, but on a smaller scale, you're expanding. Talk to us about the expansion.
Exactly. The idea my friend always had with that Thrive would exist in chapters, and you could start a Thrive chapter wherever you are, creating that small sense of community, but being part of a larger community. So we started at St. Vincent's Home for Children, and we went to Fowlerville for a while there, and now we're in North Lansing.
Is your programming changing with the expansion?
No, it's the same programming, which I think is important. Kind of like going to a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout meeting if you're visiting somewhere. You know what the meeting is going to be like. And I think that kids really embrace the stability. They want to know what they're getting when they walk into something.
When Thrive is working, what do you witness? What do you see happening?
It's amazing, Mark, really. I see kids who, when they walk in the door, aren't talking to anybody, don't really engage, and by the end of it have new best friends. And it's hard to quantify because our goals are so esoteric of what we're trying to achieve. But when I get kids come up to me and call me and email me and ask me, when is the next event? What are we doing next? Before this event is over, they want to know when the next one is and what are we doing next. To me, I count that as a win.
I sometimes wonder if they're responding to an opportunity here to be social because they are perhaps so solitarily involved with technology these days. Do you see that happening?
I agree. I think that technology is great. And, you know, we were the generation that learned how to program the VCR when our parents couldn't figure it out. So every generation of kids gets expanded to new and fascinating technology. But we are missing that interaction with each other that is so important. And I think we're really seeing that the solitary little screen existence for our kids is not where we want them to be as adults.
You're seeing young people grow up with a different notion of what socializing is.
Exactly.
Through technology.
When I asked my daughter what she did today, and she said, I talked to my friend all day, and I realized it was by Skype, not in real. But as far as she was concerned, she spent all day with her friend, even though they weren't in the room and weren't actually interacting in any way. So I just think it's their view of socializing.
All of
is
our listeners
different.
Know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, and there's some number of adults who are, you know, it's not just kids.
Exactly,
they're growing up in that environment, but a lot of adults have adapted to that mindset as well.
Right.
You're actively trying to teach kids about the importance of structured activities.
Correct.
Here, though. That's really the heart of this thing.
Exactly.
What do you think Thrive teaches the younger kids as opposed to the older ones? You touched on this earlier.
Well, I think it teaches the younger kids that they have just as much value as the older kids. I think in a lot of situations, little ones, 7, 8, 9, especially if they are in an environment where there are older kids around, they feel pushed to the side. They feel like, you're not quite old enough to handle this. You can do it when you're bigger. Mm. And I want to show them that they can do it now.
Mm. Tell me about the event you've got coming up this weekend. This is an art project.
Yes. It's called Team Art. And each of the groups of kids will be given a certain handful of elements that they have to incorporate in their art. A heart shape, a hand shape, and we'll talk about what Thrive is and how to express those goals in their art project. The rules are they have to use those shapes. They have to express what we've talked about. Everyone must participate. And other than that, it's game on, whatever they'd like to create.
Laura Croft is the program director for the Thrive Youth Program, which is sponsored by Unity of Greater Lansing. It's a goal-setting and achievement-based program designed for kids age 7 to 15. Laura, good luck. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much.